Blog Talk Radio.
Carolyn Hall, your host of the CL3 Creative Table. Thank you for making time. Excuse me, I got a tickle in my throat. I'm so glad you guys chimed in again tonight. We really appreciate it when you make time. And if you can't at the show times, these are definitely replays. And I would highly recommend going through our archive and picking a subject that resonates with you. We've been blessed to have some really great guests. And tonight is no different. It's no different. But for those that are just coming to our platform, this is our on-air platform. I'm the president of CL3 Agency, and we do everything creative, everything to do with the brand, building exposure, coaching, training, creative consultation, image and styling even. So definitely take a look at what we offer and see if there's anything that we can do for you. But we created this platform on Blog Talk just to get people together. This specifically are women in business. We want to, you know, just share stories and inspire each other just by sharing our stories, our journeys, how we get to where we're at, why we're passionate about what we're passionate about. And then we add our book knowledge with that and experiences in hopes that those that are listening definitely walk away with a whole bunch of learning nuggets that they not only that only touches them, but also that they take heed to tips and the techniques that are shared on at table, because you can't apply them in your life and they work. So without further ado, tonight's guest is Tamika Jones, who is the CEO of Unlimited Masterpieces. How are you, Tamika?
I am fine, Carolyn. Thank you so much for having me this evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just, of course, the perfect timing, right, when you get a tickle. Choked up. I had some water, drank it too fast, so I had a tickle, so I had to catch myself. So sorry for my honking if you heard it.
No, that's okay.
I'm so glad you made it, and you're very welcome. We're glad to have you at the table. Now, I'm going to jump right in, because I definitely want you to introduce yourself and how you got to where you are now. What parts of your journey you want to tell us? And then we'll just flow with the conversation. But I love what you said, that your company is a movement, and it's a mindset and an affirmation. And I love that. So we're definitely going to make sure we touch on those things. But who are you, Tamika?
Okay, so good evening, world. Thank you guys for listening. I am Tamika Jones. I'm 31 years old. I'm from Miami, Florida, and right now I reside in Apollo Beach, Florida. I have one son. His name is Tyrell. We call him TJ. And I graduated from the best HBCU in the world, which is Florida A&M University. I have my bachelor's in criminal justice and a minor in social work. I am the CEO of Unlimited Masterpieces, and I'm also the founder of BU, which I will tell the world about tonight with you, so you guys get an exclusive peek of what's next with Unlimited Masterpieces. So I'm a mother, a sister, a friend. I would say I'm an encourager. I'm an overcomer. I'm a masterpiece.
It sounds like such a masterpiece, and that's what I was going to ask you. Right when you go on your website, the first statement I saw that stuck out was, what qualifies you to be a masterpiece? What a thought-provoking question that we all should be asking ourselves. Why'd you ask that?
Well, for me, I named my business Unlimited Masterpieces not just because it's a name. I love to write. So I was just thinking, when I was thinking of my business name and thinking about my purpose and what I wanted to do, it took me probably about 2 weeks. And I wrote down different names. And I was like, okay, masterpiece. I love God. I'm a Christian. So it took me to Ephesians 2:10, which says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So I'm like, okay, masterpiece. So I said, okay, let me see what else. Let me see what else masterpiece means. And it meant outstanding, great work, showpiece, gem, prize. And I'm like, yes, it's, you know, I'm just like feeling encouraged with that. And I'm like, you know what? Some people don't know that they're a masterpiece. Some people feel like, you know, they're worthless. Sometimes they feel like they're not encouraged, or, you know, they don't have the confidence. So then I put the unlimited in the front of it to let everyone know that the masterpieces are unlimited. It's not two, it's not three, it's not 1,000, it's unlimited, which means it's not restricted, everlasting, it's endless, immeasurable, boundless. So I wanted the world to know that, hey, I'm a masterpiece. but you're a masterpiece. Your neighbor is a masterpiece. Everyone is a masterpiece. It's unlimited.
So true. You even make mention to Deion Sanders and what he said. He said, when you look good,
yes,
you feel good. And when you feel good, you play good. The world is our playground. And if you play good, they pay good.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes. I definitely love that quote. That's one of my favorite quotes. Me and my best friend were sitting in the car one day. We always encourage each other. And we were just talking about a couple of things, and we were talking about that quote. And I'm like, you know what? That goes with Unlimited Masterpieces, because the world is our playground. The world is where we can do whatever, wherever our mind takes us. So, you know, we have to think on a different level. And when you're a masterpiece, you know, the reward with us, with Unlimited Masterpieces, and we'll go into that later, is you knowing your worth, you knowing what, you know, that it's no limit. You know that you start to find out your purpose, and you walk in it, and you do it boldly.
Yeah, and I like that bold move, because I believe it does take a certain strength, a certain boldness,
right,
to stand firm with something you believe. Now, going back, I too am a very spiritual person, and I know there's nothing that will work without a relationship with that spiritual power that I choose to call God.
Exactly.
The answers, yeah, the answers, the strength, the focus that you even have to get in your mind to recognizing your masterpiece. But the reality of it is it is a difficult process for many. And so what did you do? Well, what about your journey? Did you always feel that you were a masterpiece, or it just hit you like a light bulb one day, or an experience? What
Definitely
happened?
Not. I didn't always feel like I was a masterpiece. I had great parents. They always instilled in me that I was awesome, that I was great, but I didn't feel that way. I didn't have a lot of friends in elementary school, so I was just a smart person in school. So when I got to middle school, and this is the reason why I like to work with a lot of girls in that age frame, when they get to middle school, I didn't want to be the smart person. I wanted to do what everybody else was doing. And in middle school, it pretty much, it took a turn for the worse for me. My grades started to fall. I didn't want to listen. I ran away from home. I just wanted to find myself. I felt like I was lost. My mom was a single parent, with me and my older sister in the household. So I didn't want to give her a hard time, but I kind of did, because my dad had left the house. At that time, he was selling drugs, and then he got addicted to drugs. I never knew that until I was an adult. But with him leaving the household, that also took a toll, even though I was younger. Now, when I got to high school, it got a little bit better. I'm the first one in my family to go to college. And when I first went off to college, it was a whole new world for me. Like the song, like Aladdin, it was a whole it was a whole new world. And I didn't take it seriously when I first went off to college. So I stayed in college maybe for a year and a half, 2 years, and I decided I can't do this anymore. I got caught up with a guy, and I just didn't want to do it. And I moved back home, and I ended up getting pregnant with my son. And when I had him, you know, I always was a hard worker. I was working since eighth grade. He was about 6 months, and an epiphany just came. And I said, I can't do this. I was working at a call center in Miami, and I wasn't really making that much money at all. And at 6 months, when I looked into my son's eyes, I said, I have to do better. I have to do something better for him. And that's when my life changed. I told my mom, I told my dad, I said, hey, I'm going back to Tallahassee to finish what I started. They were against it. And they were just like, hey, you just had the baby. You know, your family is here. You don't have anyone up there right now. You can't go. But I left. You know, I said I had to go. The last money, the last bit of money that I had, I rented a U-Haul. I ended up getting this rundown apartment, and I went to school. I went to school. I worked full-time. I took my son to school with me. I was on public assistance. I did what I had to do to finish. I wanted to make my family proud, and I wanted to make me proud. And at that moment, when I looked into my son's eyes at 6 months, I knew that something had to change. And even with me going back to school, it was still an obstacle. I went through a lot then. I was in an abusive relationship. And it was just like everything that could happen, happened, everything negative. But I kept pushing, and I eventually graduated. I worked with a great group of women. I have a family, a praying family, and I finished school. And at that time, I always was a writer, but at that time I started to journal more. And my relationship with God, it wasn't through my parents. I ended up getting my own relationship with God, which is a whole nother level. So that's my story, and that's why I like to help women to find their worth. I love to, you know, get with young girls as well to let them know, hey, there's nothing that you can't do. If you fall down, you can get up again.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of a sisterhood and networking, because it's so true that negative association is going to rub off on you. You don't even realize it, you know? And then the next thing you know, you're thinking negatively. You're acting negatively.
Right.
And then it doesn't even feel natural. If you're not naturally a negative person, because there's a lot of people that are upbeat. There's a lot of people that can turn negative into some kind of sun ray. They work hard to do that. They pay attention to themselves. They pay attention to their triggers or things that might get them spiraling down in a not so great way. I love what you're saying, because I also hear the passion in your voice from your own experience. Those times, it's almost as if I could feel those times that you had self-doubt and you questioned yourself.
Right.
You still went in strong. You had a sense of faith that probably was your major foundation. And I also hear confidence in that. And
right.
I always say that I believe people have it in them. It's just not nurtured enough. And here you are talking about a story where you were in a very nurturing and positive environment, but dun-dun-dun, just the way it goes, I don't know if there's an explanation, you ended up tripping, so to speak.
Right.
And then you fought your way out of that. So it's still a sense of hope. And that's why you should never get to the point, anybody that's listening, to where you feel worthless. There is no low that you can't come back from. I want to know, Tamika, how do you tie? I just see your credentials, your professional credentials, criminal justice. You had a minor in social work, I believe you said. I believe those were even strengthening points, right, to what your natural talent of writing is. Oh, and by the way, as a writing person to a creative, that's what it is. A lot of times we prefer quiet. And then you almost come out of your four walls or your cage and you're like, you know, there's a lot of reasons, but I can relate to that. You want to be smart. We have a tendency to dumb down our strength, our power, and our beauty, you know? But what I want to know is how you fought so hard. What are some of the daily, did you have daily practices? You talk about affirmation, so I'm guessing that you must have given yourself some affirmations when you were feeling that feel of worthlessness, not so good about yourself, to fight out of that. What techniques do you use?
Well, my first technique is I went back to what I was raised up on, which was God, going to the Bible, getting an understanding for myself. I also did words of affirmation. To this day, my son is 8 years old. We do words of affirmation every morning before he goes to school. I do my affirmation, and he does his words of affirmation. It's very important for you to speak life into yourself. My dad and my mom, they speak life into me. My dad is now a pastor. He's been a pastor for a couple of years now. So he's an overcomer. My mom is retired. So she's an overcomer, you know. And I just came from a family with that background. So for me, I knew where I came from. I have two other sisters as well. I have three sisters in total. And I knew that they were looking at me. And I knew that I had to walk straight because, you know, after a while, you get tired of doing the wrong thing when you know and you've been, you know, raised the right way. So it was the Bible. It was God. You know, he was the only one that was able to get me through. I did my words of affirmation, and I love to write. I love to journal.
It's healing, too. Is it healing for you as well?
Yes, it is.
And then you could also get creative. You know what I wanted to ask? You said your son, you're talking about family and what these cycles that we carry on with our own children, subconsciously and some consciously. How is it that you take all of this, your belief in that you're a masterpiece and the empowerment and the enlightenment and the encouragement, and work with that with a boy, an 8-year-old boy, very impressionable. But I know with my son, I only have one, and he's my oldest. I never went in thinking I could teach him how to be a man. I just knew I would go in there teaching, going out, making sure he understood how to respect and what ideal men are, you know, our impression of what ideal men are. But basically, just be a good, decent person, and you can't go wrong. Just do your best to try to do the right thing, no matter how or bad things get or what kind of situation you get into. You think you can't swim up out of it? You can. So it's a mindset. So how do you deal with that, or how do you apply those things with your baby boy? TJ, you said, right?
Yes, TJ, let me tell you, Miss Carolyn, it is hard raising a son, and I never, ever, ever, you will never, ever hear me say, you know, I can teach him how to be a man, because that's a lie. Only thing that I can do is I teach him how to be a good person, how to love, like you said, how to treat people. I have a village. It takes a village to raise a child. And I have a great village. I have great men that are in my life, my dad, and, you know, I have, you know, friends that help me out, you know, with TJ. And also, you know, his dad also, you know, he tries to help out even though we're not together. However, with me, I just teach him how to do the right thing. He reads his devotional, like I said, every morning. He does his affirmations, and I show him how you don't look down on people. You know, God is love. You can't say that you love God, because he always says, Mommy, I love God. I love Jesus, and not love what God loves, and he loves people. So we have to learn how to do the same thing, because we want to model after him, you know. And I just teach him that. I teach him how to treat a woman now. I do teach him that. So he has to open doors, and I teach him how to do the old school stuff.
The old school stuff, good school stuff, because what it is just a certain decency. What do we call it?
Right.
When they're gentlemanlike? No, that's not the word. Oh, chivalry. Chivalry is not dead. You know? And it just makes for happy relationships. People like that have those kind of principles that I've run across, I could easily tell the difference from those that didn't have that training. There's a certain gloominess, anger, resentful, but, you know, it's almost like they're whistling, just looking the opportunity to be kind to somebody, open a door. Like you said, it's a simple thing. And you know what's funny, as you were talking, it made me think of something that's really important to me. Well, I have so many things important to me, but the sense of belonging. I really have a passion for trying to steer people to see that the sense of belonging doesn't come from the outside influences. It's your inside, what you allow in your circle. You get
right.
When you have a certain sense of belonging, there's a certain confidence that begins building so that no matter where you are in any kind of circle or any kind of, you talked about village. Not everybody in a village is an association or has the mentality or the mindset like they have a sense of belonging within that village. Isn't there something, do you see what I'm saying? I'm kind of all over the place, but there's a, just in your own personal sense, recognition of your sense of belonging gives you conviction in what your belief system is, so you can't get rattled when anybody else out in the village that may be wanting to help you raise your child or look out for your child, help you out with your car. I've seen neighbors help each other out with physical things, tangible things. In the house, something breaks. Oh, we got one in the basement. So those are even different ways, simple ways on a daily basis your village can be helping you, but it still means they go in their own four walls and they might have a whole different kind of mindset. But you, knowing your sense of belonging, walking into your own purpose, what you want to make sure you teach your own children, that helps you, I think, navigate in the village even better. What do you think?
That's right. That's right. It definitely helps me navigate in my village and in my circle. And what I want to tell all the listeners is don't be afraid when your circle changes. Your village might change. Depending on where you are in life, it's okay. Some people have to drop off. Some people are in your life for a season, and it's okay. They serve their purpose. So when I also started to learn that, life just became a lot easier.
Well, keep going on that train of thought. Let's turn this into the business. I think I asked you something, which, forgive me, I have a tendency to do. My mind goes in so many different directions, especially when I hear such good stuff. But I did ask how you tie in your credentials, your professional credentials, into what you do or your objectives with this Unlimited Masterpiece movement.
All right. So, like I said, I love people. I have my bachelor's in criminal justice, which is like, what? You're not a police officer. You're not this. You're not that. And I have a minor in social work. My minor in social work pretty much came from me loving people, me wanting to help children and just change the dynamics and what we have going on in our community. Now, as far as my criminal justice background, my goal, and that's where my nonprofit organization is coming in at, is I want to mobilize communities. And when I say mobilize communities, what I mean is I want to create better citizens. And I feel like in order for us to mobilize our community, make better citizens, and empower our young people who are tomorrow, they're our next presidents, our next doctors, we have to get something and create the space for them to be able to be empowered. We have to create places for them to be able to go. So that's where my criminal justice background comes in at. Pretty much I want to do a lot of different things in the community, which is like crime prevention. And I feel like when I was younger, we didn't have all of those things. We maybe had maybe one community center. But we didn't have a lot of things to do. And just like kids now, when you don't have anything to do, you kind of get into trouble. You start to be around other people. You look for things to do, which isn't a good idea. So with Unlimited Masterpieces, my goal is to not only provide jewelry, that's for the girls and for the women, you know, for the outside appearance, but the BU and Be Bold is also working on the inner. your inner being and to make you a better citizen, to make you a better person. So that's my goal, especially when I found out that for prisons, how they build their prisons is they base it on third graders.
Wow.
So pretty much, yes, on third graders. And this ties into my criminal justice because I love the statistics part of it when I was in school. And if a third grader is misbehaving, stealing, being very mischievous in school, that's how they're determining how many prisons to build. So a lot of people say, you know, we can wait, we can wait. No, we have to do it now. We have to create a safe place for our children. We have to pour into them because they may not be as fortunate as me and have, you know, great parents. They may not have someone that, you know, has their back or encourages them. So it takes a village, and that's one of my goals that I want to do. I want everybody to feel good on the outside, but like you said, it starts on the inside. Because none of my friends or family knew what I was going through when I was in that abusive relationship. No one knew because my outer appearance, I'm the happy person, I'm the go-to, I'm the purpose pusher. Not knowing that I was empty inside, I was pouring out of an empty cup, which is impossible. What comes out of an empty cup? Nothing. So I definitely, that is my goal, to just get us going as not only in the Tampa Bay area, but in the world, in Florida, you know, and where you are in the United States. You know, it's great to go out of the country and do these things. I know that there are suffering and things out of the country, but we have these same issues right here. So that's where my credentials tie in at when it comes to criminal justice and social work and my business.
Yeah, because it all ties in so wonderful. And even the technical side of it, how you're talking about how you want to work with children or the youth and the young adults, help people get in touch with what their natural talents and gifts are, does wonders. And it's amazing if you can spark interest. And I still firmly believe it. There's a post going around that I'm going to definitely have a talk show on because there is a gentleman that's working at McDonald's because what I was going to say is it doesn't matter where you work. What you would want to see and to motivate in somebody is to be their absolute best at what they're doing.
Exactly.
And you're fortunate enough if you can get into a place where you enjoy it because then that's even more drive. But I also like to put the fire under, especially women, because after being a mother, being a woman, naturally, I gravitate to women and empowering them. But I want everybody to be successful, and success looks different for everybody. But there's related to this topic of what we're talking about, there's success in just knowing you're a masterpiece, that confidence, that being bold, that taking chances, taking risks. Educate yourself. So if you are the cashier, make a goal of climbing up the ladder if that's what you want to do. You know how lucrative owning a franchise or the process of that could look like? So don't listen to those people talking in your ear about, you know, oh, so what? You work in me. I wouldn't care where you work, you know?
Right.
But
right.
Now,
and it's so funny that you said that. Sorry to cut you off. Because this weekend I went to a conference. It was a You Will Win conference with Ja'Kalen Carr. And it was about faith, family, and the marketplace. And it's so funny that you talked about, you know, McDonald's because it was one speaker that was there. She worked at Walmart. And she started off just as a worker. And now she owns her own Walmart. She has a franchise, you know, of Walmart. Mm-hmm. She owns a part of it in her particular city. So like you said, you can't listen to the negative feedback. And if you're working at Walmart, guess what? Be the best Walmart worker that you can be, you know, and you can move up. Set goals for yourself. Write it down. you know, write the vision and make it plain. I'm so big with writing because if you write down what you want to do, even if you start with a 3-month goal, a 6-month goal, and then go to a year, and you start checking those things off, that even helps you and it builds your confidence and it also makes you accountable for what you said that you want to do or you want to accomplish. It doesn't have to be something drastic. Start with the small things. I'm so glad that you said that because it's totally true.
It really is. And it's a sense of good, it's like a good feeling you can't even describe that has a way of naturally just motivating you. But anytime you reach a goal, to me, that's the effect that you get. You know, when you said, when we were talking about some of the tips and techniques, I definitely, yes, agree with writing. And I think that people need to start a list, really. And whatever your columns have to be, you can title them accordingly. But start with things like, what is your interest? Start to just be more consciously aware of who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you gravitate to, what do you seem to run from or avoid? And then start implementing and matching, like with your organization, which we're going to talk about in a little bit in more detail, but even simple things you may realize after looking at that list and doing a cross-reference that you might enjoy volunteering at a organization, a local community organization. You might realize you might want to do some volunteering at a hospitality, a hospital in the health field, criminal justice.
Right.
I don't think any of those industries are ever turning away volunteers. There's always something to do. But it's about identifying, because the more you start piecing together what your strengths are and who you are, you're going to see that masterpiece shining through left and right. And other people see it, and then we're going to keep on pushing you and encouraging you. I want to switch it up on you. Did you have something to say on that part? You agree? What were you going to say?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And what I was going to say is, as women, we sometimes get lost because we are nurturers and we're always taking care of our kids if we have kids or, you know, just doing things if you're married, for your husband, for your family. And sometimes we get lost. I know that I went through that time in my life where I was lost, and I run into a lot of women and young girls where they're lost. And you have to take time for yourself. Like, I had my single season where I was just single. It was just all about me. I was dating me because somebody asked me a question and they asked me, what was my favorite color? What was my favorite restaurant? And what do I like to do on my free time? And I couldn't answer because I was so consumed in being a mom, going to school, worried about everybody else. And that was a wake-up call for me. And I said, no, I have to know me, because how can you be any good for anybody else, for your family, for your kids, if you're not fulfilled and you don't know yourself? So as women, we have to take that time out to get to know us, what we like. Sometimes we know what our boyfriends or our husbands, we know everything about them. We know everything about our kids, but we know nothing about ourselves.
And then you're pleasantly surprised when you make a connection with another woman that has similarities or different, you know, similar experiences you share with each other, and you get encouraged from each other. But it's also that sense of belonging, like, wow, I'm not the only one that went through something like that. I think everybody can agree.
Right.
Support groups and support systems are extremely beneficial in personal and professional ways.
Right.
What about your store? Let's talk about your store for a minute. What kind of items? I know, but tell us, what kind of items are in your store? You had a lot of new good stuff.
Yes, I try to add new items every week. So Unlimited Masterpieces, the accessories boutique, is online only currently. And what we provide is bold necklaces, belts, body chains, cuffs, earrings, pretty much different things. I like to do statement pieces, bold pieces, that when you walk in the room, all eyes are on you. And that just builds a different type of confidence as well. You know, when you look good on the outside, you kind of hold your head up high. And I just love, love, love. I always went out and people would always ask me where I would get my accessories from. And I was like, you know what? I want to open up an accessories boutique. I love accessories. I have, like, drawers, and I have some of the accessories. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this, and it's going to tie in. And so I offer almost everything that's accessories, hats, scarves, everything. So anything that you need to accessorize yourself, Unlimited Masterpieces has it.
Or probably could get it.
Right. Or we can get it. We definitely can get it. Oh, we also have brooches, too.
You also have what?
Brooches.
Yeah, those are new. I also saw the bags. You had a couple of new bags, hats, caps.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's
yeah,
the beauty.
Hats,
of
caps.
It's, yeah.
We have
and, you
also
know,
inspirational bracelets as well.
Ah, that's what, I wanted to you. I'm going to get back with you on that one. I'm so glad you said that because I need to get have those for either one of the contests that we have or we also have this affirmation program that we're launching. And I love when people can have something tangible as inspiration. Almost like that journal. I want to get these pretty little journals, but I also wanted to get like a sisterhood. You know how you have the ribbon kind of concept? Everybody has a bracelet that's similar.
Yes.
Loved that. I loved that. I said, she's got a lot of good stuff there. But that's the beauty of, that's what I think it means too when you hear people say, embrace your moments, embrace your process, the good and the bad. You know, find those lemons.
Right.
There's a reason people use those sentences. Find, make lemonade out of lemons. And we could think probably of 100 more, but the meaning behind them all are take control, turn that situation around to what you want it to be. So first identifying what you want it to be, everything else falls in place. The village helps out. Your business associates help out. Your coworkers help out. Your neighbors start helping out. You just start seeing everything in a whole different kind of world. So I'm going to support you how I can, and I'm also going to be looking at how your beautiful boutique develops and grows and gets more items in there.
Yes, definitely let me know. We're going to definitely bless you with some. That's one thing. I'm big on sowing seeds into good soil. So that's worked for me really, really well. And that's how I'm here and opened up my accessory boutique. So definitely let me know. We can definitely get you some bracelets or whatever you need because I love affirmations. That's definitely my thing.
Yeah. I don't want to take it back down into a negative topic or one that's painful for you, but something you said that you're feeling when you're pretty, when you dress up, that's one of the first things we do as women. If you're really honest with yourself, you have a breakup, you're going to get your hair done, you're going to get your makeup, you're going shopping. It's just something I think genetically. So yes, that feeling good, it does do wonders. Did you always feel I know that when you were doing your self-doubt phases, I'm not talking about that. When you got in that abusive relationship, I've been in an abusive relationship, and I know the internal damage where there are things that I didn't even know, I believe, were a cause and effect from that. And I don't know if I buried it. I don't know if I just moved on and never addressed it again, not even on purpose. But what I did know is that when something, usually it was when I was working with somebody and hearing something in their story that would remind me of what I went through.
Right.
And when you were talking about your experience and how the family didn't really even know what you were going through in being in an abusive, the effects of it could be another reason why you're passionate about that feeling pretty in dressing up too, because abusive people have a way of making you feel so ugly, not worthy.
Uh-huh. You're right.
So when you finally opened up, were you already at a point where you were even in the phases of healing? Is that why you opened up with your family, or was it a situation or a circumstance in your case?
Well, how I opened up, let's see, it was on New Year's Eve. I was at church, and at my church, Heaven Destiny in Tampa, Florida, we have a time where you can give your testimony. And with me being the pastor's daughter, the PK kid, you know, people already have their own definition of what we should do and, you know, kind of the perfect, supposed to be the perfect kid. But I was far from that. Everybody had knew, you know, I had a child out of wedlock. I was not married when I had my son. And I stood in front of the church, and I let them know my testimony. And at that time, that's when my family found out. I had to be healed from it. I had to be free from it. I didn't do it for anybody. I did it for me. I had to forgive. And, you know, sometimes when we hold that inside, it doesn't affect the other person. It affects us. And my breaking point was pretty much when it was like enough was enough, is when I had to walk around with the broken bone. So therefore, at that time, it wasn't any more hiding. I couldn't hide it anymore because now you see it. I had to have emergency surgery, and I walked around with the cast. I couldn't do anything as far as work. They didn't know if I was even going to be able to type or bend my finger on my left hand. So at that time, it was just like, wow, are you serious right now? Like, something has to change. And it was always my faith. God was always there, no matter how much I turned my back on God and didn't want to hear people tell me to pray. I didn't want to hear that at a time. But when it was nobody else there, God was there. And I cried out and I prayed to him. And I knew that my testimony would help someone else. And on that New Year's Eve, when I gave my testimony, my family, one was in shock. But it was so many other women that was in the church that night that were free from their situation or said, wow, can we talk more about this? Let us know. And at that moment, when I was able to forgive, I was free from it. God had delivered me from it. And that's why to this day, it's so funny that you say that, this last weekend, I'm able to talk to my son's dad and, you know, love him like Christ loves us.
Isn't that such an accomplishment? Yeah, it's such an accomplishment. It really is, because that's that release thing. Something about releasing,
right,
and letting go. Let go, let God is one of those other sayings. Don't just say the words, people. Really think about the meaning and the power and the weight of those words. And the beauty of all of this from the outside in, looking in and hearing your story, I could see,
right,
the dots connecting to why you're about to open up an organization. And I'm sure that you're going to address those that have had to deal with abuse in different forms. The sky's the limit of what you can do within that organization. But take a couple minutes and talk to us. Tell us about what that is, because that sounds like that's your baby too.
Yes, that's my baby. That is the first thing that I wanted to do, but I won't lie, I was a little afraid on stepping out and doing it. But with fasting and praying and talking to God, you know, and he already told me that it's my time. You know, it was my time to tell my story. It's a time and place for everything. So now is the time that I am, you know, stepping out and starting my nonprofit organization, which is Be Bold, Unlimited Masterpieces, and it's Be You. And pretty much that organization right now, our focus is on girls and women. But my goal that I'm working on currently that I know is going to happen really soon is that I'm going to build a community center first in East Tampa. And right now I'm already a mentor to a couple of girls, great, great, great young ladies. One that's in college right now and the other that's in middle school. But I want to do more. I do a lot in my community currently through my church with my dad, and also at my church I help kids that want to go to college. I help them with their FAFSA and just getting free money, how to obtain free money. I also do resume writing. But I want to just take it to a whole nother level, and I want to be able to help as many people as I can. And it just doesn't stop with me. You know, when I leave here, I want everyone, I just want to keep going and to feel empowered. And for the word masterpiece, when people say, you know what, I'm a masterpiece, mean it, walk in it, be bold, because not only our young ladies need it, but our young men need it. So I'm very passionate about that as well, especially since I have a son. So our first event is going to be in October, and I'm going to put more information out there soon, and I'll make sure that I tag you. We might be able to fly you down here for it. And that's going
to
be the launch.
To make it a little big tag.
Yes, yes, so I'll definitely get with you about that. And that's going to be the launch of it. And it's going to be a really big event. And it's going to be everybody. It's going to be as high as the mayor and, you know, just regular old me, you know. So it's not going to be, hey, this person is over here, or, you know, this person is better. We're all masterpieces. So, you know, when you're in a room full of different people, business owners, entrepreneurs, school kids, you can learn from anybody. So that's just going to open the doors for a lot of people, and we're going to pretty much tell our stories, tell our testimonies, and we're going to get this thing going and get this community center built and, you know, make our community strong.
Well, I'm there. I appreciate that, because I would love to. I can turn it into a little mini vacation, which is much needed. But more importantly, however I can help, because, you know, we do event planning as well. So we'll definitely have
awesome.
A few things to talk about, okay? Let me know, and I'd love to be able to help how I can. And that's what I was going to say, too, as we wrap it up. You're definitely going to get my support. When you anybody trying to help citizens be better, you're going to get my help.
Yes.
How you can. But even some of the words that you were just explaining, talking about the song, Why Can't I Dream? You know, why don't we dream more? So I have every belief that people are going to listen to you, resonate with you, and turn those key words that you've talked about tonight, or that they've heard tonight, and dream. Look for the masterpiece within yourself, and you can do anything. Here you are about to build a community center, and you'll be the best director. Because of what you bring into that table from personal experience and your that's the passion, the fuel. So thank you for what you do. That's what I want to know. Also, definitely tag me, because I can even put those in some of the groups that I'm in. Because October is a nice time. People can plan for that. They could set aside a little bit for, you know, getting away. Is there any other way that you need help from the community or the listeners for any of your movement, your Unlimited Masterpiece movement? Is there anything else we can help you with? that comes to mind?
Yes, we definitely will need help from the community. This weekend, I just started selling my T-shirts, which is Be Bold Unlimited Masterpieces. And I probably sold about $200 worth of T-shirts this weekend. And
awesome. All
the proceeds from the T-shirts, yeah, it was pretty good because I didn't, you know, I sold my jewelry, which was the hit. But a lot of people didn't know about what the meaning on my shirt meant. And when I explained it, I had a lot of different, you know, supporters for it. And you can buy a T-shirt from me. And also, if you want to give your time, you can definitely email me at unlimitedmasterpieces@gmail.com. If you want to donate, we are taking monetary donations as well. But what I want to do is I want to see your face at the event in October. And, you know, we'll be able to get the sponsors. I know that it's going to happen. But definitely, if you want to sew into my vision, you definitely can do so. You can do it through Cash App or just hit me up in the inbox or the email or buy a shirt, something to wear. You know, you'll get something out of the deal. But I know that God is going to make a way, and I'm just so excited for the world to know that they're a masterpiece and it's unlimited. So you don't even have to fight for it. It's already in you, but we want to bring it out.
And I'm so happy for you. And I'm happy to be a part
Thank
of
you.
Getting that out to anybody that's listening to me. So we'll make sure, inbox me when we're done or whenever you can. The link, you're selling the T-shirts out of the boutique?
Yes.
Okay, so I can go ahead and grab a link, and that's what I'll do. I'll post that on the CL3 agency page on Facebook. That is where your items are being featured tonight anyway. For those that picked up
right.
on me and did a special shopping expedition, and you got a 10% discount link that I suggest.
Yes.
Go take a look at this boutique. You'll love the pieces. And if not for yourself, maybe a gift. Lots of different ways. You heard it, Tamika say. She's open, sowing seeds, giving back, helping, and also being a woman of business, making sure things are making sense, making sure things are mutually beneficial. So please, I encourage you not to reach out for a handout, but applying those techniques we talked about earlier, helping identify what your true masterpieces are, maybe you already know. I would hope that giving back or trying to collaborate, it's about just supporting system. Don't even worry about how that's going to work out. It starts with a conversation.
Right.
It starts by reaching out. And then, like you said, the rest always just seems to fall in place just like it's supposed to. So what I usually do when we end shows, I first want to thank you. It has been a definite whirlwind of topics that we talked about. And thank you for being vulnerable and opening up and sharing your personal story. And I think you're right. I'm curious about the meaning behind the T-shirt, too. So maybe you can, once I post that link to go ahead and get some T-shirts, maybe you can chime in and go ahead and explain it if it's something that can be told briefly. But what I want to know from you is usually end by asking a question. First of all, tell us, you mentioned your email. I don't think we mentioned your website. What's your contact information?
Okay, so my contact information, my website for my accessory boutique and where the T-shirts will be launched tonight on the website is www.unlimitedmasterpieces.com. My Facebook is Unlimited Masterpieces. On my personal Facebook, you can find me as Tamika, T like Tango, O-M-I-K-A, last name Jones. I'm also on Instagram under Unlimited Masterpieces. And my email, everything is pretty much the same, is www.unlimitedmasterpieces@gmail.com. Unlimitedmasterpieces@gmail.com. Yes, that's my email.
Yeah.
But if you want to write me on Facebook or wherever, I'm always, always, always available. And if I'm not, I'll definitely get back to you.
Yes, you do. You're very, very responsive. I appreciate that. So the last question is, being a writer, you can definitely relate to this. It's a lot of research that goes into writing a book, right? So if somebody wrote a book about you, but unfortunately the book got destroyed, but then they sit back down with you, the writer sits back down with you, and he's to the part, and he says, I've got to write down what your impact, what was your impact that you wanted to leave the world?
My impact that I would want to bring to the world is first to change being bitter to being better, to empower and inspire all people to boldly embrace their individuality and build their self-esteem, and let them know that they're a masterpiece, to affirm themselves, and with God, they can do everything. Without Him, we can do nothing. And that's what I would tell them.
And I know that's definitely impactful. Thank you very much, Tamika. Do you have anything?
You're welcome, Carolyn.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you wanted to add, or are you good?
I'm pretty much good. I just want to thank everybody who listened in. I definitely appreciate you all. After this, I will be going on Facebook Live just so that you guys can see the T-shirt. And if you want to give me any feedback on my Facebook, you definitely can. Please support Miss Carolyn. She believed in me. This is my first interview. I was a little nervous. But please, please, please follow her as well. Follow her business page. She'll give you that information. I'll also put it in my live. She's a great woman, and I'm ready to work with you. I can't wait to see you in October. We're going to try our best to get you down.
I know. I can't wait either. It was my pleasure and my honor to be one of your first. I love that. Trailblazer.
Yes.
To our being bold.
Yes.
Good night, Tamika.
Being bold. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.